Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Breaking the chains of darkness. Any man that is not ready to be delivered cannot see deliverance. Any man that is not ready to be delivered cannot see deliverance. Can I pray for you? May you see deliverance in your life.
Amen.
Breaking the chains of darkness. Chains are fetters of darkness. Chains are instruments of limitation. Chains are instruments of tears, delay. Chains are shackles and fetters. Bandage of bondage. Chains. It's not in the will of God that anybody should be under chain. Chains are for restraining, for binding, and to make somebody to be on the spot, not to fulfill destiny. Very quickly, I pray for 70 of you. Any area of your life that's under chain, receive deliverance now.
Amen.
Chains are instruments of oppression. Chains are instruments of affliction. Chains are instruments of begging, borrowing. Chains are instruments of enslavement, slavery. Yes. So let me quickly pray for you again right now, because you are right now watching or you are here. The chains in your life are breaking tonight.
Amen.
Psalm 68 verse 6. Chains are instrument of frustration. When there is a chain in your life, it ends in frustration. Psalm 68. I read Psalm 68 verse. God settled the solitary in families. It bringeth out those which are bound with chains. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Sometimes just to be happy. When you ask why you're happy, because we have a God that cannot fail. We have a God that can break chains and fetters. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. So, is anybody here today that you are bound with chains? Hear the word of the Lord. Tonight, your chain will break. Oh my God, they are not here. Whether it's physical chains, spiritual chain, whatsoever name your, you know, some of the problems you go through, they are chains actually. But they gave name to them. Anything you are going through in the name of chain that has a name. In the name of Jesus, they are breaking that tonight in the name of Jesus. Acts, Apostles chapter 12, verse 1, verse 5. Acts 12, 5 to 7. Acts 12, 5 to 7. But Peter was kept in the prison. A prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. So some people have one chain, some people have two, some people have seven, some people have 77 chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Verse 7. Will you please help me in verse 7? Go now. Why are you not reading it? Go again. And behold. And did what? And smote Peter by the side. And raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And what? How many angels? One. Two chains fell. Let the same angel that was sent to do the deliverance, to bring Peter out of chains and prison, be released now to release you from chains and fetters in the name of Jesus. He said, and his chain fell off. Connect here. Let me pray for you. Any chain holding you shall fall off tonight. Let me tell you, by now you should have noticed something. Anytime God speaks to me, the kind of smile I'll be smiling himself, you'll be thinking I'm proud. I'm telling you. If God has not spoken to me, you will see, because I'm just be like a snail like that. I said I cannot finish one slice of bread. But after God has spoken, he says, I take a 3 bottle of Shinab. I begin to do gangantus. Oh, I can't wait to see what God will do in your life. Any chain holding you, they are breaking in the name of Jesus. I'm tired of. I had a testimony this afternoon. This young man said, sir, we brought the project and we spoke to you about it. You told us, do this. He said, today, he mentioned his full name. He said, he's connected to the consular general of the. He said, he went to his house and said, I will speak to other consular general, Japan, Chinese, and they will give you money. Benny, this afternoon, I was sitting in my parlor. That's why you see me smiling. You see small smile here. Adjust your clothes very well. Because your chain will break in the name of Jesus. He said, thank you, Daddy, for meeting you. I said, let's thank you. One of the greatest mysteries in life that people are suffering from is chain. And they will be walking about, but they have been limited in the realm of the spirit. In any area you are limited, I pray for you. The Lord deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus. Chain gets size. Some chains are light. Some chains are heavy. Some chains are rusty. Some chains are beautiful. And that's why some people, they love their chains. When they go to the pharmacy, give me that tablet. That my sickness has come again. They love their chain. Is anybody here that you love your chain? Today, by force, we separate you from that chain in the name of Jesus. When a chain is in somebody's life, the person cannot fulfill his destiny because it's bound, it's limited. Come, let me show you different types of chains. Number one, we have physical chains. See, when a chain is in somebody's life, even spiritually, it will appear physically. The Bible shows us in Acts that Peter was bound, to be sorry, with two chains. How many chains is holding you? In Mark chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5, another man was there. This man has prophecy from Duke of Genesis 49, his great-grandfather, that will happen to him. But look at what happened to him. They arrive on the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. Yes, Gadarenes, he just wrote down there, it's a Greek Hebrew word. And Jesus got out of the boat. A madman from the cemetery came out to him. A madman. Continue. He lived among the tombs and graves. No one could restrain him. He couldn't be chained. What was his situation is better than chain. And couldn't be tied down. Verse 4. Is your situation as bad as this? He had been tied up many times with chains and ropes. But he broke the chains. Snapped the ropes. Look at it. No one was strong enough to tame him. Verse 5. Continue. Night and day he roamed through the graves and the hills, screaming and cutting himself with sharp stones. Now, by the time you get to go and finish it, by the time he met Jesus, this guy became a publisher to 10 cities. But chains of darkness made him to lose his mind. Can I quickly pray into your future right now? Any physical chain holding you, they are breaking tonight. Any physical chains, those ulcers, those diabetes, those whatever you call it, they are chains of darkness. They are chains of darkness. Chains of darkness will let you go tonight in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear a bigger amen. Anyone here that has health issue, and I'm praying for you right now, that your health issue is receiving deliverance now in the name of Jesus Christ. The man that has a chain tie him down. Can his life cannot be balanced like the one that doesn't have a chain? They say, but we are working in the same company, but we are in the same church. No, you can go to the same church if you have a chain. Until the chain is dealt with, you are not going. So because you are around today, I pray for you, that chain will let go of your life. Blood of Jesus set you free. Go now. Number two. Spiritual chains. Spiritual chains. You see, spiritual chains, these ones, go for tests. They will not see anything. They'll say, we have done scan, we have checked his body, we have checked the blood, we can't find anything. Do you know why? They can't see anything. Because these chains, they are invisible. Now, I don't know the chain that is tying you, but I have a God that can break chains. I show you now. He said, he break chains. He will break that chain. Your amen is not good. I say, he will break that chain. Spiritual chain shall be broken tonight. Somebody left from Nigeria and said he ran to India to go and do operation. Can you imagine 5 minutes before operation, the elders said, I just remember Reverend Femi. They left Lagos, so they went to Kaja Airport. They went to airport. They flew to Mumbai, Abi Mumbai. When it was now 5 minutes, and I said, let us just call daddy. So when they told me, I said, what's the problem? I said, but that thing doesn't need operation now. He said, well, I said, it doesn't need operation. Tell them to postpone your operation. He said, we'll be spending money. I said, spend money, stay there. So they elongated the days of their operation for 2 months. He says, can we observe? He said, you'll be spending money. Yes, let's spend. Get blood. The same blood you used to drink here. Blood. He says, whose blood? The blood of Jesus that you keep. Blood. Yes. And bread. He said, get. He prayed, decided it. I said, it for 1 month. After 1 month, they went for a test. They said, they can't find that thing again. She almost ran mad. I said, why are you surprised? I have a God who never fails. If you don't know, you don't sing it. Oh. Most people don't know the song.
Who never fails? Who never fails?
Jesus never fails. So every calabash, every mirror, whatever they are using to monitor you, break now in the name of Jesus. Every satellite of darkness, every dish of darkness, every water from your village that they are used to monitor you, I command them to be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus never fails. Say, let me hear you now.
Amen. Jesus never
fails. Amen.
Jesus never fails.
Jesus
never fails. Jesus never fails.
Forevermore. So some people, they are tied physically, some are tied spiritually. She's a beautiful girl. She. Number three, coven chains. Micah chapter 3 verse 3. You see, coven is a place where witches and wizards, where they have their meetings. And that's why I've encouraged you, don't let them use your house for meeting, because it's declared a meeting point. It's a coven. You kill people there. You assassinate people's character. You lie on people. You accuse people there. It has turned to coven. But this particular coven is a coven whereby people fly to. You know that where you are going is you walk to the place. This one you fly there. And in the coven, they chain people's vision. They chain it. They chain people's health. They chain people's destiny. They chain people's helper. Oh, you are the one that wants to help him. They chain people's projects. the chain family. See, they can chain a baby that's yet unborn from the womb. Yes, they can change the family. They can change the generation. Can I not pray for you? Anybody here tied in the covenant, be released in the name of Jesus. Micah 3:3, who also eat the flesh of my people? They eat the flesh of God's people. Look at it. Flay their skin from them, break their bones, and chop them like shawarma in pieces like meat. For after they are finished, they pour them in pot and flesh in the cauldron. This is what they do in the coven. Please get ready as we pray. Anybody here, if your name is present in any coven, let fire fight for you in the name of Jesus. My name has been to several covens. The Lord that delivered me will deliver you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Most of you, as you are here, you don't understand why your life is like this and like that, because every minute they are on your case. They are your case because you are going to be great. And you know that the best thing we can do is anybody troubling you from the coven shall run mad. Oh my God. You know, Joseph had a very big vision. His brother sold him out. If you are here and your family have sold you out to a coven, are you ready? I want to pray for you. Now, from that coven, thunder, we settle this matter in the name of Jesus. Yeah, his brother sold him out. But God fought for him. Now, I pray for you. God, I fall for Joseph. He will fight for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the thunder of God go to any coven where they have mentioned your name, where they have mentioned the name of your sons and daughters and wife and husband. Let thunder settle and scatter them in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for now, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Number 4, idol chain. I'm looking at the time. We'll not let the time cheat us. We'll have to finish this. Idol chain. If you are here tonight and looking at your name, you know that your name is connected to an idol. Don't deceive yourself. You need to pray and break it. I've told some of you how to do a change of name service. Get a new Bible and come and meet me. Let's change your name. I've told you that before. Now, and if you are here, you know that your forefathers served idol. Let me tell you, they have sold out the glories of the family. Even the glory that is yet unborn, they have taken it. And that's why you have to pray. And let me tell you, if you have seen your father putting kola nut and this and pouring to a god and bowing down baba meal to the person, to the god, or have images in the house that they are bowing to, let me tell you, you need to pray, because the destiny of that family is already sold out. Can I quickly pray for you? And let me tell you, anything you serve can serve you red card. Anything you serve can serve you what? Red card. Yes. You serve him now. You invited into your house. So he has dominion over your life, your children. Let me quickly pray for you. Anybody here understand my voice? That the chain from my idol zone is holding you. Both idol and chain. Oh yeah, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Say with me, say idol chain.
Idol chain.
No, say idol chain.
Idol chain.
Let me go by fire.
Let me go by fire.
Say three times, let me hear you go.
Idol
yes.
Chain.
That is one.
Idol chain.
That is two.
Idol chain. Let me go by fire.
So we say family idol.
Family idol.
Release me by fire.
Me by fire.
Say three times, let me hear you show it.
Idol
yes.
Idol
that is one. That is true. Somebody shall fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you might be there. Don't be shy to disconnect from any nonsense. And this is the problem I have with so many people, that they are fighting Femi Akiola because I teach you on family. You're old enough. Change your stupid name. Your name is connected to your idol you are carrying about. My people used to say that the gods that cannot help me should leave me alone. You are afraid if you change it, the family is so. The family has disowned you before you were born. Now I'll finish now. They begin to send me text messages. You know, like Joe. You can't understand it. Like it's not ordinary Yoruba. You understand what I said? Mutisoni. You know, like Joe. You understand now? Aku de. You understand now? Any idol that they are calling your name in front of. You know what surprised me about this idol? Now, they said when you go to a shoe, and he said, it's Pastor Paul that said I should give you this thing now. And they will go and give that thing what he doesn't like. This people begin to pursue, not Pastor Paul, but pursue their father. Now, if he really has some common sense, can't you know he's lying? Even your client is lying to you. Go and lie to God that Pastor Paul said I should say this. If God will not slap you. That's why I'm inviting you to come and serve my God and leave all those sitting alone. Any idol where they are calling your name in front, the idol shall catch fire. Told in a particular place in Badagry where they took my name to, a person that was in front of me came to tell me. Barrage of idols. None of them said anything. I have sacrificed them since. As we pray here today, God will no longer spare your enemies that involve idols to fight you in the name of Jesus. Number five, sexual sin, sexual chains. This is common in the age now that there's no barrier to people dressing anyhow. In universities now, I'm hearing that ladies in university now, they don't wear pants again. It's not a joke, I'm telling you. Yes, they say ladies, they don't wear pants again. I'm telling you. I thought it was a joke until I had one actress that most of you are their fan. Said it with a dirty, smelly mouth that, what are you wearing pants for? I thought it was a joke again until I did the interview her personally and said, no, I know there is a problem. I knew there is a problem in this world. You are not wearing pint. Pastor Timothy used to call it Musheya. That's what you are wearing everywhere. You see small girls, their life is destroyed. See, one of the chains that you will suffer before you come out from is sexual chain. You see, that five minutes thing you thought you did will cost you 50 years of prayer. And losses. If you know how to do it very well, you must know how to suffer very well. See, the person that you are having sex with, if it's a failure, you end as a failure. Any small provocation like this, your clothes is there, your trouser is there, the other is shagamu. Don't worry. That is how far you have shared your glory to. See, if you hear, it's good. If you don't hear, when others see miracle in 5 minutes, you are still praying 5 hours. You are still praying 5 days. Benny, it is what you know to eat that actually hurts you. Should I still continue? Your voice is going down now. Should I see? The Bible says, flee, don't pray from morality. Flee from morality. And most people here, you see them 25, 23, their body has become temple of something else. You need to pray because for everyone you have contact with sexually, you have a soul tie with them already. Their success, which they will not succeed. Because you are not the only person he's sleeping with. He's sleeping with so many people. So you have demons. He said, use condom. Yes, you use condom. So you escape sexual transmitted disease, but you got sexual transmitted demons. Because demon and sex is a ritual. They use sex to call spirits. You thought you were enjoying yourself, but let me tell you, once it's outside the confines of God's instruction, you are looking for trouble. So will I pray for you right now that anybody that is carrying chains, sexual chains, mercy, break the chain in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that your past mistake is haunting you? It's now mercy I pray, oh. Let mercy turn the table around and save you in the name of Jesus. Let me give you one more and we pray. Mental chains. A lot of people are very beautiful and pretty, but they are victims of mental chains. Look at me. They cannot remember facts and figures. You'll be talking to them like this. They'll be looking at you, but they are not there. Their brain has already been taken. Look at me. Their brain cannot generate one naira. Their brain cannot generate 50 naira. Yes. But their brain cannot generate anything. Oh my God. May your brain generate millions. May God turn your brain to prosperity generator. Put your hand on your head. Let me pray this one for you myself. Anybody here that is having a mental chain, they have tied your brain with chains and fetters of darkness? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Two people will be delivered now. Oh, right now, let the chain break in the name of Jesus. Every chain they have used to tie your brain that is making you to be behind your colleagues. You are behind your... I told someone, I said, you met your helper a few days ago, but you were talking gibberish, nonsense in front of him. He said he knew. I pray for you. Every chain that is holding your mental faculty should release you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me give you one more financial chain. Everybody look at me. Seriously now. One of the things the devil attacks in your life is your finance. If you see how money, you can do so many things in life. When your money finish, your assignment finish, your story starts, your skill starts. The project stops. Confusion starts. So the main problem the enemy wants to do is to carry your money and tithe. Wherever you are, whoever has tied your finance will let go now or they run mad in the name of Jesus. I have taught you. You have money. Look at me. And the money starts reducing. 5 million. 4 million. 3 million. 2 million. 1 million. Before that money finishes, what did I teach you? Do you remember? What did I say you should do? Carry money. Raise an altar. If the money will finish like this, if I have like this, it means 50 naira. Your money is for defense. I'm coming to teach that very soon again. Every country has ministry of what? Defense. Every guru, they keep money for battle, except Christian. All the people that I see them great, they have money for battle. Take you and go and give like this to fight. When the enemy attack your finance, you just see that it's going down. There will be no profit. It's just going down. From that money, they that sow in tears. If you fold your arms and the money finish, there will be nothing to fight with again. Somebody say, I hear you. I'm seeing that my son now. He said he wants to give me money. He said, the money in his hands is moving. He said, carry the money. He said, this one cannot buy daddy anything. He bought comb. He bought everything. He bought sponge. And I used that sponge. He said, your money will not finish. You look here, look, there's no source of income from anywhere. And this one is going like this. I said, no worry. Unfortunately, prayer cannot generate money. But you can fight with money so that prayer can work for you. I showed that one in Job 33. Your money will not fail. Stretch your right hand to me. Let me pray. whoever you have given money to and they have used money to tie you, let that thing they did be reversed now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody from Abia, you are just delivered now in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand, I'm still praying for you. Whatever they have done with money to make you beg, that thing is reversed now in the name of Jesus. I decree your money to come back to you. I decree your money to come back to you. I decree your money to come back to you. I decree your money to come back to you. If you are the one, I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. One, two, come on. Three, four, five, six. Let me give you one more marital chain. All singles here, stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Once you are 18 above and you are not married, 18 above, whether you be any 18, I say I'm seeing university. Stretch your hand to me. I pray with the family, and the Lord said, next year all of you will marry. No, be so. No, be so. No, be so. And all of them marry. Oh yeah, stretch your hand now. Each and every one of you that has reached your marital level, the chain holding your marriage break now in the name of Jesus. The power that wants you to remain with the wrong person, and time is going, and time is going, and time is going, that thing release you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If you know you are there, you have reached marriageable level, you are not university, and go and raise an altar for your marriage. I continue praying. All parents here and there, our children will not marry Olorunburuku in the name of Jesus. Spare parts can be managed. Tokubo can be managed. Tokubo husband is not good. Tokubo wife is not good. Any Tokumbo, any man, woman that has been used is already 50%. And they want to transfer them to you after they have used the person. I separate from them in the name of Jesus. Any man you will meet, any woman you will meet that will make your life not to be complete again, I separate from them in the name of Jesus. I now declare over this assembly and there, let there be marriage ceremony in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Sit down. Isaiah 45 verse 2. We'll read it and begin to pray our prayer. Because I will go before you. Maybe there is a chain in front of you now as I'm talking now. And I will make the crooked places straight. See our God. I will break the gates of brass. He said, he will cut asunder. This is the God we serve. Rise on your feet and rejoice. Amen. Jesus never failed. Rejoice, come on. Jesus never. Meet me at the altar here. Meet me at the altar. Come on, come on.
Jesus never failed.
Come on, meet me here.
Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed.
I have a God who never fails. Are you sure? Say, let me hear you. Let God hear you. Come on.
I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Who never fails.
Looking at the time. Don't let the time stop you. Break out of every chain of poverty. Say, let me hear you now. You understand? It's every chain of poverty. Back. I say, break in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every chain of delay, every chain of stagnancy, break by fire. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you praying? Damn, are you praying? Come on, pray. Are you praying? Break. In Jesus' name we pray. They have organized something to happen to your children. But the Lord said, I just deliver you from bad news now. Pray, every chain of limitation over my life and destiny, break now by fire. Lift up your voice, come on. If you can pray, are they praying here? Pray out. Jesus' name we pray. You are 54. You dated somebody, it didn't work, and a poor smell on your body. Since then, nobody like again. The Lord said, I have removed the smell now. Yeah. But he said, just as a grave could not detain Jesus. Grave could not detain Jesus. Just as a grave could not detain Jesus. No power will hold my miracles again. My miracle will not be detained. My blessings will not be detained. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Now, see, after me say, just as a grave could not detain Jesus, no power will detain my blessing. No power will detain my miracles. No power will detain my breakthrough. Oh, lift up your voice. Are you praying here? Are you praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. Around Accra Ibom, you know Accra Ibom. Accra Ibom crossover, I did the same thing. You're from Rivers. No, not Rivers. You're from Cross River. very close to Akwa Ibom border. You sent money that they should buy land for you because you asked how far and they didn't buy it. They put a kind of spell on your life that you not marry. Look at what God is doing here. The Lord said, I have removed the spell now. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, my Father, my helper. No, I'm not here. Say, my Father, my helper. Say, today I reject lack. Say, today I reject lack. Today I reject poverty. Today I reject begging. Say, today I reject failure. My Father, my helper. Lift up your voice and pray like that. And they pray. And they pray. Are you rejecting? And they pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wherever they have taken the hair of your head to do you harm, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand here. I want to pray for you. I'm the one that will be doing the prayer now. They subtracted from your destiny. They took part of your glory. Whoever has taken and stolen from you, whatever they use it for, I don't care. They are remaining and your own. I collect it back for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This year, I said last week the Lord told me when I was praying that wealth is coming. So I started saying wealth. Now I pray for you that this year, 2024, you shall end it in prosperity in the name of Jesus. Any part of your life that the chain is holding from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I call the name of Jesus. Let the chain break now in the name of Jesus Christ. Most times people will come to my office and I will see eyes follow them. Any eyes that has followed you to this level in life, I hereby command the eyes right now to be roasted in the name of Jesus. I can't find who this person is. Everybody put your hand on your waist. Thank you. Thank you. Waist is here. This is where waist is. Whoever has been fired arrow of paralysis here, let the arrow return back to sender in the name of Jesus. Whatever will take you or put you on a wheelchair, no matter your age, from 0 to 100, let it backfire in the name of Jesus. I want to amen now. Whatever will send you to the wish here will not stand in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Remove your hand from there. I told you, everybody get their size. Whoever is looking for what will bring you down, whoever is saying, if we do this and this, it will come down. Now, in their search, let them run mad in the name of Jesus. There are people here till now, they are still pressing in the dream. Now, thus hear the Lord. Whoever press your children, whoever press your wife or your husband in the dream again, receive arrow of death in the name of Jesus. Whoever is saying they have the key of your life to trouble you, I pray for you right now. Let God collect that key from them by fire in the name of Jesus. Anybody here suffering for the mistakes? You have done made mistakes in the past, but they refuse to forgive you. Let God turn your mistake by mercy to miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, you step on something, as in that time your life went downward. Whatever you have stepped on that has made your life to be in pain, let your walk over your life be reversed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody going through financial crisis? I decree financial crisis in your life to end now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you have gathered, and the enemy is scattering, you gather, they are scattering it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you have left school for the past 6 years and you cannot get an admission. The Lord said, this one will work for you. Whoever is scattering what you are gathering, let them go on exile in the name of Jesus. I repeat again, whoever is scattering what you are gathering spiritually, financially, let them go on exile in the name of Jesus. You are here, yeah, you are the one they are keeping gun in your hand for operation. And you know yourself. Any mistake that will send you to death, that will send you to prison forever, any setup that will bring your life into shame, you will not do such in the name of Jesus Christ. This one will cost you 7 minutes. Whoever is bringing confusion into your life, whoever is bringing confusion to your life, open your eyes. I told you, when I enter into your life, look at what happened in your life. First day, second day, second day, third day, 1 week, 2 weeks. I'm telling you, when somebody enters your life, what is happening? The dreams you have. Somebody visited you and everything in the house changed. You say it's coincidence. No coincidence. This will cost you 7 minutes. Whoever is causing confusion in your life, confusion is, that is where you're supposed to make it. They say, no, don't go there, go here. Oh, buddy. Whoever is turning 2 years journey to 20 years journey for you, it will cost you 7 minutes. No. Let God separate you from them forever in the name of Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well done. Whoever is going to cemetery because of you. One man walking cemetery said, now they are closing all cemetery. They said, why? People come there at night to call the name of another person there. Anybody calling your name at cemetery? Anybody saying that as there are dead people here in this dead night, let the work of your hand die? I command them to meet their judgment. 7 amen in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Today is 24th of August. Let it be written that today you and your family, you are free from chain again in the name of Jesus. Let it be written that today marks the end of chains and slavery in your life in the name of Jesus. The house project you cannot finish, you will finish them now. The hardship in your life, you will not see them anymore. Check. The sickness in your body, you will not see them anymore. The Lord says, I should tell you, that good dream you saw, it will turn to testimony. The bad one you receive, it will never happen to you in the name of Jesus. The bad vision and dream that happened to you, it will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Your head reject bewitchment in the name of Jesus. Your head reject poverty in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you get to, favor will follow you in the name of Jesus. Today, I stand as a priest in this altar that has set so many free. And I decree, you will look for the change. You will not see them anymore. Anybody bringing change to your life again shall run mad in the name of Jesus. Physical change, financial change, marital change, whatever change, you will not see them anymore in the name of Jesus. It was by man you enter chain. By this man, Jesus, I pray for you that chain is no longer your portion again. So you are free in the name of the Father. You are free in the name of the Son. Free in the name of the Holy Spirit. What you cannot do before for good, begin to do them now. Somebody said they tied the phone of somebody. If you are here, they tied your phone that you will not receive. It's a good message. It will not come in. To wale, to wanya. I pray. Your email, your phone, your text message, your telegram. Oh yeah, begin to receive great news. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Congratulations. Go back to your seat. Keep clapping for Jesus. You are going to. You are tired of clapping for Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.